I have nothing to disclose. As healthcare professionals, most of you know that online MSM are more likely to report having sex with both men and women, have more unprotected anal and vaginal sex, are more sexual partners, and are more likely to have a prior STD infection history. So some MSM use chat rooms for social and sexual networking. Then CDC also recommends that everybody gets tested at least once a year. That's something that we promote. And then through research, we have found that lots of MSMs that are online in these social networks have never been tested before in their lives. All right, the pilot test for Cyberbase is an online intervention developed, implemented, and evaluated by community-based participatory research partnerships. The partnership is Wake Forest Baptist Medical University and Triad Health Project. They work hand in hand to make this intervention work, basically. The interventions to promote HIV STD testing among MSM and chat rooms. All right. CBPR, basically real life experiences and science working together gives better understanding of how they can make an effective intervention. The partnership blending science and the community makes it more likely successful than without the two working together. Child Health Project is the AIDS service organization that I work for. It's been around since 1986, and it provides emotional and practical support for individuals with HIV/AIDS. It implements strategies to educate those at risk, and this is actually where the project is hosted in Greensboro, North Carolina. All right, the intervention. Is to increase knowledge about testing. Basically what I do is I give people information on where the testing sites are, times available, and I like to really promote that it's free because a lot of people are scared, don't have insurance, don't want to pay for it, things along that. So I'm like, look, it's the state's money, come get it. You know, free is free. So what I'll also do is correct misconceptions, and that's like demystifying because there's a lot of people out there that don't have the basic knowledge of HIV and STDs. Like, for example, in the MSM community, some people think that only bottoms are susceptible, you know, which in all actuality, everybody is susceptible. And then we promote testing and helpful norms. And the way I do this is by, I actually personalize things to people. It's not preaching to them, it's more like, well, I personally would want to know than not know. So that's one way to promote a helpful norm. Model positive outcomes of testing. So an example of this will be like by knowing your status would keep you from being stressed out more so than if you didn't know your status. And knowing your status would keep you and your partner or partners safe, you know. So that's kind of just a positive way to do that. Problem solving to reduce barriers. By giving locations for testing venues, I promote health fairs, our club testings, you know, things along that line. And at our organization, we actually have our own clinic on Monday nights, which is a non-traditional testing site from 5 to 7. So that's another thing that I also promote because people think, well, I work from 9 to 5, health department and all that stuff closes at 5, so I can't really come in and get tested. So I'm like, well, you know, from 5 to 7, we have our own testing venue, so there's a barrier broken right there. The intervention. Basically, I engage online MSM, provide information about testing, how to access sites and services. Every 30 minutes, I do a theory-based trigger. And the way that that's how I contact people is I work in a main chat room in the main site because my protocol is I do not contact anybody. They have to contact me because I don't want people to feel like I'm trying to single anyone out, you know. So I'll just post these little theory-based triggers. These are examples of things I post every 30 minutes. The first one is who I am and why I'm there. The second one is posting our NTS on Monday nights. And then every 30 minutes I post those. So eventually they get monotonous. So I also post, you know, it's like, oh, wow, here comes the 30-minute thing again. So these are also some informational tools I post to. I use different websites to gather tools of information. It is a little risque and a little kind of blunt, but that's actually pretty calm compared to what I'm used to reading every day. So, other components, building trust through official friends. So what that means is basically when people ask me questions, they instant message me because they don't want to put their stuff on blast in the main chat room, basically. So every person that I talk to that I've given information to or anything, I add them as my friend because when I add them as my friend, my profile goes onto their profile. So then their friends can click on my profile and it brings up my information. So in a weird way, it's kind of like advertising myself, but at the same time, keeping track of who I've talked to. Maintain email address and stuff. If I'm not online, they can always email me. And every day, contact them back because I check my email every single day. So that's another way. And then another every 30 minutes is one of my triggers. We created a testing video. So it basically breaks it down to three different things. Testing at a health department, testing at an NTS site, which is us, Triad Health Project, and your local doctor's office, which is basically you and your local doctor probably have your own personal, you know, connection there. So this is what I post every 30 minutes, and what it is a 10-minute video that just explains steps that everybody goes through in different situations. And what it is three guys talking about their testing, basically, how it goes, what they did, how it was, what they saw, things along that line. What it's trying to do is break barriers for testing. We did a pretest 7-question questionnaire before the intervention. The blue counties are basically the counties that people that did the questionnaire are from locally. 72% of them are from the Triad. Our average year was 37 years old. The thing about chat rooms is I don't have a target age. I work with people from 18 to 80. You know, so I'm hitting all areas of age. 58% identified as gay, 18 bisexual, and 24 did not report at all. This is some of our outcomes. As you can see, the pre-test numbers and then the post-test numbers, which suggests that through our intervention, MSM bisexual gay men have risen in testing in the Triad, which I see a lot because I see a lot of people that I talk to online come into our site for testing because it's very not like a health department. You know, some people just don't want to go to health departments because maybe their mother works there or somebody, their friend or something like that. So ours is more of like an office area and stuff. So it's a little more discreet and things along that line. So positive reinforcement is providing and earning trust with MSM chatters is key to the whole intervention. Basically, with no trust, there's no intervention. These guys are basically going out on a limb contacting me to them, you know, because they're putting their personal information to a stranger. One of my examples is, you know, the trust whole trust issue is when I'm on there and I post my little 30-minute triggers, people are like, somebody could try to attack me verbally. It'd be like, why are you here? And somebody that I'm friends with could be like, shut up. He's here for people like you. You know, there's no reason, you know, and he's a good guy. He's helped me out before. He's answered a couple of questions I've had, you know, so I really kind of don't have to take up for myself because the room will do it for me. Because there's a lot of people out there that love the fact that we're even there because among our community, it's a need, really. And then here's one of my things about, you know, chatters need support and testing. I had a guy come in. Well, actually, he found my profile. He had sex, unprotected. Kind of found out the guy disclosed to him after unprotected sex that he was HIV positive. So the guy freaked out, which I would have too. So he remembered seeing my profile, he contacted me. Basically, we chit-chatted back and forth, and I was getting his information. Finally, I just called, got him to my office, got him to the health department, and got him tested immediately. So that's one of the interventions. And the only thing that made him contact me was seeing my profile. You know, he knew that's what I was there for. So that's why I got contacted. What seems to make this work? Trust. No trust, no intervention, like I said. You know, you gotta be passionate about what you're doing. I'm passionate about this because for one, this is my community. For two, I have HIV positive friends. For three, you know, you gotta be patient. There's a lot of vulgarity. There's a lot of things like that. You can't be offended easily. You can't be bashful. You know, I have insider knowledge of chat rooms. You can't be judgmental. More demystifying testing includes social support. And for what that means is I offer support more than just talking to people about HIV and STDs. Some people, you know, just need somebody to listen. So I could be talking to somebody about work or their relationship or things like that. I mean, by all means, I'm not a shrink, you know. But, I mean, in a weird way, it's like being a shrink without the papers. But it's just, for some people also, it's a lot easier to talk to a stranger than it is to talk to somebody you know about things like that. You know, a lot of people just need the open ear to listen. So that's what I do. But somehow I try to always work in something like, me and my boyfriend had sex. Well, did you use condoms? Or when was the last time you got tested? You know, you can always work it in there somewhere. So the conclusions are, we provide that real life experiences and science working together have made this an effective intervention. So the use of technology among diverse men with health promotion messages, and the thing about online interventions too is online changes so rapidly that you gotta try to keep up, you know. And that's what we try to do. You know, we're doing a great job at it so far because so far our information has suggested that, you know, our intervention is an effective intervention for the tried area of North Carolina. So thank you.